Welcome back in, everybody. Happy to be with you here on Thursday. Matt Verzal, George Norwood. Back there doing his thing on the ones and twos, mixing it up. Contest rules for the five pair of Wu-Tang Clan tickets for Stir Concert Cove, August 1st at 8 p.m. Those rules will come out at 1 o'clock. It's a two-part contest. We gotta test your loyalty here. Make sure you're in. But yes, we'll give that here at 1. Before we went to break, and sometimes I just like to take a simpleton approach because it's twofold. Sometimes it pisses people off, but sometimes I think we make things too complex. If I'm U.S. soccer, okay, and I get it, the men's game is, you know, it's more advertising money. Here's a question for you too, right?
Yeah.
If I'm, can I do this? And sometimes, folks, I'll just spit out ideas. You fire back at me and tell me it's stupid, that's fine. But tell me this, if I'm U.S. women's soccer, what if I just hold tight and say, hey, until you start to fork up more money for this advertising, we're just going to stream the game. You can't get your dollars.
Yeah.
Because to me, I think it's all a pool thing, right? The money's got to go into the pool, and then the pool gets divided between the winning teams. Agree?
Are you talking in regards to...
Well, just that's one. It's a sidebar.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Because there's a powerful company down in Atlanta. The person that runs, his name is Stewart, and she's a female. But hey, Stu, let's say we help out here. Let's crank this up a little bit. Because there's a demand for consumption for you, for Americans to watch the U.S. women play. And that's rapidly exceeding the amount they want to watch the men lose.
110%.
Okay? So I'm not real smart, but I'm smart enough if I got a market that somebody wants to watch. Now I'm going to start charging more for it. I know you don't want to pimp out the kit, but hey, Coke, what's to say that everybody's jacket, everybody's duffel bag, when we go anywhere, there's a big old Coca-Cola logo. Oh, there's a big old Atlanta company logo on that. Let that one out of the bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to make sure you're represented. If I'm U.S. women's soccer, I take the NASCAR model. NASCAR are the best promoters of the people that support them. The value on it, and Darren Revelle can probably tell you. Nerd. But the NASCAR, watch when they get out of the car. Yeah, I super have my Billy Bob chassis, my K&N filter, and my carburetor, and a Roush engine. They rifle them all off. And everybody's perception of them is they're a bunch of idiots. Right? You imagine the exposure they get up there on the say, hey, we're super happy to win this. We couldn't have done it without these people. Bam, 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 bam. So they'll put the billboard up behind them. It's got all this stuff. But if I'm U.S. soccer, I've got one entity that is thriving and one entity that is dragging. And the one that's dragging is getting more money. And I put them all under the same roof. I say, hey, all this pool money is going to go into a pot. You win the tournament, you get a good share of the pot. You don't win the tournament, you get a little smaller share of the pot. Because I'm either going to find out the guys that, on the men's side, that truly love soccer and want to play, or I'm going to find out the guys that are just here to cash a check. Well, if we lose, we get $5,000, no big deal. Because when the complacency of just getting the losing check doesn't exceed the pride in winning the big check, as it does with women, yeah, spice it up a little bit. See what happens.
I like it.
What could it hurt? Or I may find somebody, or may turn somebody's eye and says, hey, if we can get U.S. men's soccer built up to level women, we're all going to be cashing big checks.
And I think they have a chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They have a chance to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, in regards to the men and the women, I think the men outside of the U.S., the competition is a lot greater.
Right. Agree. 100%.
A lot greater, which means they just have to be that much better.
But what if I put it out there? Right? Hey, rest of the world, our women are getting this now. Is there an envy? And I get it. Some countries aren't going to be able to do the same thing. But what if they say, well, hey, now we're playing to keep them from money.
Yeah.
Because there's people in the world that motivates them. We're going to play you to keep you away from your money. Mm. Right?
And then those girls are like, hey, we about to protect this bag.
Yeah. But it's just a thought. Or we put it out there for everybody. Just put it out as a purse. Hey, we're going to play this game for this much money. Mm. We got sponsors that'll do it. You look down basketball, right? Practice jerseys in basketball have a logo on them.
Yep.
Somebody sponsoring that. So when you're doing your interview, you got that. And maybe I've missed it. Maybe I have. But they come off drinking a Coca-Cola. Come off drinking a Pepsi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I get it. Those are big contracts.
It goes a long way.
Now, if that contract goes to cover, hey, this is for both sides, now I got issues.
Yeah. Oh, this is good.
But you got to find a way to drag the men up and get the women more because they're winning a lot.
I like DB's idea yesterday.
What was that one?
Yesterday? It was a couple days, whenever it was. I think it was DB, but it was two separate bags.
Okay.
Simple as this. U.S. women take care of their own stuff. The U.S. men take care of their own stuff. Keep it separate. Because right now it's just lumped.
See, now I'm in the lump. But I'm then making the prize money in the lump, too, because that's where it defers.
100%.
Yeah, man, you might get 400 Gs to go try to play that. Right?
Yeah.
But then the women's pot's only 200. Well, now we're going to put it all in there and 600 total in there. So if you don't win, there's your $5,000. Women, you get the rest of it. If you win.
I like it. It's all about winning. That's what we're here to do, right?
Is there anything an American likes more than going on a worldwide stage and winning? No.
Nope.
And Rapinoe, you know, pisses people off. That's fine. That's her right to do that.
100%.
Yeah. But part of you from the country going to watch? Say, hey, is she doing good? And she did. She did, boy.
She did.
She did her thing, which is her God-given right to do.
Look at my lock screen.
I'm not super, you know, it's not something I would do. But she did it, and that's her right to do it.
Right.
And then she went out on the pitch and proved it.
Oof.
You need me?
Put her money where her mouth is.
Yeah, buddy. And then she went out and celebrated a lot. That party looked fun.
Right? Man, it looked fun.
That party looked like a good time,
man,
boy.
Man, it looked like it was fun.
Oh, buddy. And anything involving Alex Morgan, I'm in. Like,
I'm with you.
Alex Morgan dancing in the locker room. I was like, yep, that looks even that more fun.
Looks like me when they scored the first two.
Right? Okay, so Matt helps us out here. Thanks, Matt. Says, Verge, you can't split the national teams because FIFA requires only one federation from each country.
Very true. Very true.
Okay. So that's perfect because Damon's idea was to split it.
Yeah.
I'm just making it all one entity. So I'm in that. I'm in FIFA. All the money goes in a pool. Man, your pool to play in this tournament and win this is this. Women, yours is to win this. If we both win, then it splits it all. Everybody gets the same.
Mm.
Men, you lose. You get 5 G's a guy. Women, you get the rest if you win it.
I like it.
Right?
I like it. You know who's going to be upset about that?
Men's and women. Yeah. So, Matt, I'm with you. I'm under one governing body.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't say, man, you get 400,000 if you win, and you know you get five if you don't. Then that money they had, that 400,
yeah,
goes back in the women's pot.
I like that.
U.S. men go out and win.
I was about to say, if anything, that motivates them. They're like, yo, we got to be at practice. Where y'all at? We got practice. We gotta get this bag.
What I'm saying. Incentivize.
I like
performance based. Just like real jobs.
Bingo.
You ain't getting a raise, you got bad numbers. You get good numbers, you get a raise. The guy that has average numbers doesn't get a big raise.
Nope.
Doesn't get a big bonus. That's just thoughts from a simpleton. We'll come back, give our rules to give away our tickets to the Wu-Tang Clan. August 1, Sir Concert Cove. When we return on Game Time, 1620 The Zone, the 1620 The Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.